Good evening with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Cayman's Constitution Day is celebrated in the United Kingdom. A special reception was held at the Speaker's House in the Palace of Westminster on Monday. Cayman representative Dr. Tasha Ebanks-Garcia tells Radio Cayman throughout the day the Cayman Islands flag flew in New Palace Yard, providing a, quote, powerful symbol of Cayman Islands' place within the global British family.
The reception brought together parliamentarians from across both houses of parliament and across the political spectrum, alongside key stakeholders, to celebrate the Cayman Islands constitutional heritage and enduring partnership with the United Kingdom.
Speaker of the House of Commons, the Right Honourable Sir Lindsay Hoyle, hosted the event. In other local news, MPs have approved two supplemental appropriations to support continued work and oversight of the Central Scranton Park project. Up first, $400,000 in extra funding under the facilities management line item.
The $400,000 is directly for the Scranton Park, so it includes the individual that will manage the park. It also includes talks about for the pest controls, covering the utilities and waters and electricity, Wi-Fi, maintenance of CCTV cameras.
Planning Minister the Honourable Jay Ebanks also presented an extra funding request for the 2026 Central Scranton Park budget itself for $760,000.
The opening date has recently been moved. Out of the 760, there's 186,000, which is for the retention, and the contingency is 25,000. Consulting services was 14, and then there was for the opening ceremony was also a 25,000 base budget, and a extensions of time is $220,000.
The additional money is to, quote, facilitate completion of work. The park, located in central Georgetown, has been in the works for several years, with the groundbreaking taking place back in September 2024. The Central Planning Authority meets tomorrow with several items up for consideration. The board will consider an application for a 118-lot subdivision off of Rex Crichton Boulevard, facing multiple public objections. The application site contains tidally and seasonally flooded mangrove forests, woodlands and natural ponds, and a dike channel. There's an uncontested pitch for a mixed-use development with a commercial building, restaurant, 6 apartment buildings, and 4 townhomes off of the Linford Pearson Highway. The proposed site is located within the South Sound drainage basin. The CPA will also consider a 7-story mixed-use building, pool and gym on Mary Street, as well as a proposed commercial building by Grand Harbour at the corner of Crewe Road and Edgewater Way. The full agenda for Wednesday's public meeting is available at planning.ky. A woman charged with 2 counts of money laundering has made her first appearance in the summary court. Norma Scott Padilla appeared before Chief Magistrate Her Honor Angeline Hernandez, but the matter was adjourned after prosecutors indicated they were not in a position to proceed, despite the charge being listed for mention today. No further details about the allegations or the circumstances have been released at this stage. Ms. Padilla is scheduled to return to court on the 14th of July when the case is expected to move forward. No pleas have yet been entered. In other court news, the Crown has opened its case against Neville Antonio Faulkner, who's accused of using an ICT network to annoy, harass, or defraud the Director of Planning, Haroon Pandui. Mr. Faulkner denies the charge under Section 90 of the ICTA Act. The allegation centers on an email sent in August 2024 containing altered photographs of the director's family, with spiders, scorpions, and Bible verses referencing the destruction of the wicked. Prosecutor Orrit Brown says the messages amount to a threat. The dispute stems from a planning decision after the fire service discovered dangerous substances at Mr. Faulkner's property on Fern Circle. Inspectors later deemed the building unsafe and uninhabitable, leaving its occupants homeless. Mr. Pandui testified that he found the email alarming and reported it to the RCIPS, noting it had been copied to foreign embassies and government offices, including the UK Foreign and Commonwealth Office, as well as the Russian Embassy and the Chinese Embassy. The trial continues before Acting Justice Dale Palmer, with Mr. Faulkner representing himself. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Work is underway to develop a new national policy document related to local hazard events. The second pre-all-clear assessment readiness framework workshop brought together more than 80 regional participants from the public and private sector. PACARF is directly tied to the National Color Code Alert System, which was launched last year to give residents clear, color-guided guidance during hazard events. Director of Hazard Management, Danny Coleman.
The level of engagement and expertise in the room last Monday was a true reflection of our community's commitment to a culture of readiness. PACARF is about making sure that when a hazard event passes, the steps that follow are just as coordinated and, of course, evidence-based as our initial response. This workshop moved us meaningfully closer to that goal.
The next phase of the PACARF process will see the framework formalized as a national policy document, which will be presented to senior government leadership for review and approval. Ms. Coleman says once endorsed, it will be integrated in the National Response Plan, providing a standardized jurisdiction-wide protocol for pre-all-clear assessments following hazard events. Deputy Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson has walked out of the Government Administration Building for the last time, ending a 44-year public service career recognized by the government as a legacy of service. Civil servants lined the first floor corridor, cafeteria, and parking lot outside the staff entrance to bid their farewell. Addressing the staff, Mr. Manderson reflected on the reception.
I'm almost lost for words.
Mr. Manderson's tenure as deputy governor and head of the civil service spans 14 years, during which the organization grew to approximately 5,000 staff, managing a budget of more than $1.1 billion, and introduced reforms across accountability, legislation, and workforce development. Chief Sustainability Officer Jennifer Ahern says his impact stretches wide.
It's an incredible legacy of service that he's left, and he has improved the lives not only of the civil service but of all of the people of the Cayman Islands, and we're so grateful for his leadership and his caring.
He told colleagues this farewell was as much about his appreciation of them.
I see how much the civil service love and respect me, and I want them to know that feeling is mutual. Thank you.
Finally, as Mango Fest 2026 draws record numbers to the Cayman Islands National Museum, the director says the event is also helping build the next generation of Caymanian museum professionals. Organizers estimate about 1,000 visitors and 47 businesses took part in this year's festival, with 411 museum visitors on the day, a new record. The director says the boost in attention is supporting a fundraising campaign tied to Mango Fest. Dr. Verlie Poupée says one priority is creating year-long internships.
We are establishing two one-year internships. So what we want is to attract young Caymanians who want to make a career in museums and in the cultural heritage sector, and really give them the opportunity to experience what it is like to work in a place like the museum.
She says the internships are designed to bring Caymanians into museum roles and to give them hands-on experiences with programs and events like Mango Fest.
Hopefully to make some decisions to join us in other roles in the future. So it's part of our succession plan. So we're currently looking for funding to support those two internships.
She says the museum hopes Mango Fest's success will help secure the funding and keep Caymanians at the heart of its work. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom at the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your evening.